Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the Easy News. The TIEX opened up 8.7 points this morning from yesterday's close at 11,608 on turnover of 2.5 billion NT. Shares in Taiwan moved higher Monday as investors were encouraged by a strong showing by U.S. markets over the weekend on the back of rising optimism toward a trade deal between the U.S. and China. The bellwether electronics sector continued to help the broader market move forward, but turnover remained thin. Many investors stayed on the sidelines amid concerns that the local main board will suffer a major pullback following solid gains in recent sessions. The Mainland Affairs Council has called on all parties involved in the conflict in Hong Kong to refrain from engaging in activities that would further escalate the situation. The MAC says Hong Kong authorities should protect students' safety on campuses, and both sides should engage in peaceful dialogue to resolve their disputes. The council also states that Taiwanese citizens in Hong Kong are advised against visiting protest sites, and the government is making every effort to assist its citizens in Hong Kong in the event of emergency. This comes as the Ministry of Education announced that more than 60% of Taiwan students studying in Hong Kong have recently returned home. A portion of those students studied at universities that are caught up in the clashes between protesters and police. Taiwan has jumped 7 spots to 20th in the annual World Talent Ranking for 2019. A report compiled by the Swiss-based International Institute for Management Development assesses the ability of 63 economies to develop, attract, and retain talent for enterprises operating in those economies. In Asia, Taiwan ranked only behind Singapore at 10th and Hong Kong at 15th, and was ahead of Malaysia, South Korea, and Japan. Worldwide, Switzerland, Denmark, and Sweden remained the top 3 performers this year, followed by Austria and Luxembourg. According to the report, Taiwan scored top spots in indicators including educational assessment, graduates in sciences, and health infrastructure. Indicators where Taiwan performed poorly include attraction of highly skilled foreign personnel, which ranked how attractive Taiwan's business environment was to foreign talent, and cost of living. In international news, in a major foreign policy shift, the U.S. will no longer view Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank as inconsistent with international law. From Washington, Harry Horton reports.
Announcing the move, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the legality of settlements should be decided by the Israeli courts.
We believe that what we've done today is we've recognized the reality on the ground. We've now declared that settlements are not per se illegal under international law.
Settlements are communities established by Israel on land occupied in the 1967 Middle East War. Mr. Pompeo claimed the decision would increase the likelihood of a political settlement between Israel and Palestine. Israel welcomed the move, while Palestinian leaders said it was another blow to international law, justice, and peace. Harry Horton, Washington.
Mexico's president on Monday defended a plan to provide pensions to indigenous people starting at age 65, compared with 68 for other Mexicans. Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador says those who question the idea should visit poor indigenous communities to see how residents live. He said indigenous seniors in poor areas are often in worse health than city living counterparts due to decades of hard labor and poor nutrition. Some criticized his plan for considering race in the provision of social benefits. Lopez Obrador says he will also work for the right of poor children with disabilities to get government stipends and for poor students to receive scholarships under a constitutional reform that his government will send to lawmakers. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.